Our next article is called I Heard It on the Radio, ELCA-funded audio program, Guiding Health in Nepal. It's written by Stephanie Grimoldby, who is a freelance writer living in Antioch, Illinois. It can be difficult to disseminate information throughout Nepal, which is a monetarily poor, geographically diverse, educationally unsound, yet multilingual. To distribute life lessons there, one innovative social organization is using internet radio. A quarter of the nation's 29.7 million people lives below the national poverty line, and in 2015, the literacy rate was just at 64%, according to the CIA World Factbook. Nepal's population is characterized also by its youth, with 51% of the population aged 25 years or younger. The combination of these factors, plus the reality that 81% of the population lives in rural areas, means the reproductive health issues are not being adequately addressed in this society, said Franklin Ishida, ELCA Director for Asia and the Pacific. In fact, only 50% of young women and 86% of young men in Nepal have heard about HIV and AIDS, he added. That has to do with literacy and poverty levels and the rural nature of many of the people, Ishida said. Also, there are a large percentage of people who have misconceptions about HIV. For example, 90% of young people believe HIV is transmitted only through unsafe sex. Here with the Nepali people, the ELCA is making a difference through innovative programming. Sakriya Sath, a nonprofit, non-governmental social organization in Nepal, educates and trains young people in sexual and reproductive health and rights. The organization aims to help reduce HIV infections and mitigate the impact of AIDS by informing young people and providing guidance to parents and guardians. Recently, the organization created a radio program with a youthful tone to help teach 13 to 35-year-olds about HIV and AIDS and sexual and reproductive health. Some episodes are like public service announcements, 3-minute vignettes that present and then resolve real-life problems, whereas others are longer. They have also broadcast episodes in 6 languages on 7 FM radio stations throughout Nepal. In some places, people speak only their mother tongue rather than Nepali, said Shyam Sundar, director of Sakriya Sath. In order to reach those listeners as well, they developed PSAs in 6 local languages. The organization has already received several stories of changes in personal behavior from local radio stations. Ultimately, Ishida said, the radio program is helping young children and adults discuss these issues. This is creative, he said. They're trying to reach the varied audiences they have, and it's not an educational program as much as it's a conversational piece that people can listen to. Sakriya Sath and the ELCA first partnered in 2013 when ELCA World Hunger funded the translation and dissemination of 2 educational workbooks, Parenting, A Journey of Love, and My Life, Starting Now, Knowledge and Skills for Young Adolescents. Both are part of the Call to Care series published by the Strategies for Hope Trust in the UK. The resources are interfaith-based, which appeals to Nepal's multi-faith landscape, where Hinduism is the dominant religion. The partners distributed over 1,500 free workbooks to schools, churches, mothers' groups, community groups, and international organizations, and offered workshops for youth, parents, and guardians on how to appropriately use the workbook lessons. The Call to Care workbooks also became the basis for the recent radio program. Some of the longer episodes have been turned into 60-minute podcasts, available through Hamro Patro, Nepal's most popular mobile app, with more than 7 million downloads. The program is reaching the Nepali people in unexpected ways. Because of Nepal's diverse geographical terrain, remote areas still lag behind mainstream development and rely on radio content for information. Television isn't easily accessible. Despite those challenges, roughly 77% of Nepali youth and 63% of Nepali parents are online today. Cell phones and internet are a lifeline, as online shopping, podcasts, online radios, and YouTube channels are becoming widely popular, even in rural Nepal. If a commercial product can be marketed in this mountainous region at every courtyard, then why not a social message which can transform their lives? The themes of the Call to Care workbooks and radio programs are guiding the daily life conversations of Nepali families. Dakali said, adding that not only individuals, but the government appreciate the lessons. The government's logo as a partner in our banners and programs is unexpected, but this achievement magnified our authenticity and promoted the wide usage of Call to Care workbooks. Through the audio episodes, Dakal said, Sakara Soth now has a nexus of more than 25 schools, 10 radio stations, and millions of listeners through Hamro Patro, online streaming partners, and other digital sources. The programs have accumulated more than 1 million visits through 6 online platforms. It's so exciting when a school from Ramachap and other remote areas invites you for a training after listening to our audio episodes, he said. It's very delightful to listen to church members explaining how these episodes have made them a truly peaceful and blissful Christian family.